Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today in Israel, the skies are clear and the sun is shining brightly over major cities. Jerusalem sees mild temperatures, while Tel Aviv enjoys a pleasant breeze, making it a great day to be outdoors. In Haifa, the weather remains warm and inviting. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that Hezbollah and Hamas are coordinating attacks against the IDF with Iranian assistance, as assessed by the IDF. Also, the Times of Israel earlier today reported Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon. This follows a vow from Defense Minister Katz to settle scores after recent Hezbollah drone attacks injured three soldiers. Also this hour, Ynet reported earlier today on widespread attacks in Lebanon's Ali Taher Ridge. This follows injuries to an IDF officer and two soldiers. Separately, Mariv reports a weapon shipment to a crime organization was thwarted in Tel Aviv 2 hours ago. Detectives seized grenades and handguns in the operation. And finally, I-24 News brings us the uplifting news of Israel winning a historic men's team marathon gold at the European Athletics Championships. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global noted just minutes ago that Israeli runner Gashau Ayal took bronze in the marathon, clocking 2:09:21 as Israel's team secured gold. President Isaac Herzog posted moments ago, celebrating Ayale and the marathon team as a great pride for Israel, emphasizing the honor of representing the nation. Al Arabiya English shared news a short time ago that Jared Kushner is set to meet with a Hamas delegation on Sunday to discuss implementing Trump's Gaza plan. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, the IDF believes Hezbollah and Hamas are working together with Iran's backing to increase pressure on Israel. This collaboration could signal a new phase of regional tensions, affecting security operations in the area. Turning to the Times of Israel's report, Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon come after a drone attack by Hezbollah injured three IDF soldiers. This escalation underscores the volatile situation on the northern front, with potential repercussions for both military and civilian safety. Meanwhile, Ynet's coverage of the Ali Taher Ridge attacks highlights the intensity of recent military actions in Lebanon. The area has seen significant airstrikes and artillery fire, which may further strain Israeli-Lebanese relations and complicate peace efforts. Separately, Mariv's report on the thwarted weapon shipment in Tel Aviv underscores ongoing efforts to curb crime. The seizure of military-grade weapons indicates a serious threat, prompting increased vigilance in urban areas. And finally, the I-24 news story on Israel's marathon victory brings a moment of pride and unity. This achievement at the European Athletics Championships serves as a reminder of the country's resilience and spirit in challenging times. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Sheba has resolved a national credit malfunction. The payment system, which experienced a partial communication issue, is now back to normal operations. Separately, Mariv Business notes that Office Depot has opened its 33rd branch in Eilut. This expansion includes a blend of a physical store with pre-ordering and quick pickup services. And finally, Tech highlights that only 47 airlines currently operate at Ben-Gurion Airport. Last week, 1,847 flights took off, with less than 10% departing on time, reflecting ongoing challenges in airline operations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.